Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause God,
God is in
control, y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the praise
within your heart.
This is your host, Greg Hall, and I want to thank you in advance for tuning in to another exciting episode. We have a lot to share with you. Our queue is starting to fill up already, all right, and we're going to be talking about this going from a zero to a financial hero. All right. And there's so many things are happening out there in the midst of a horrible health situation. There's yet financial opportunities. You know, it's so interesting. People are not going out. You know, we have now the Delta variant, and people are staying at home, and they don't know what's going to be happening with the schools openings in September. You know, some states say mask, some states say no mask. But the thing about it is that in certain areas, such as e-commerce, people are getting paid big time as people are shopping from home, and you know, they don't want to go to the malls. They're afraid to mix and mingle. And so many exciting things are happening. This show, for the most part, we're going to talk about Tunity called Tapestry, which is blowing up, which is exploding. And I heard about Tapestry only 2 weeks ago. And my team is just blowing up. All right. And we have, so far, we have over 225 persons in the downline. So we're going to make some general comments at first in terms of the strategy for what we have in mind. Now, first of all, Tapestry is so rare and great in that it affords you an opportunity to make some money. And as I said, being the honest, open, and transparent type of person that I am, it is not necessarily of money, but it is free money. You do not have to pay anything. And as a matter of fact, you don't even really have to do anything to make the money. And so the strategy was that you simply download an app, you use it yourself, and you share it with others, and you get paid. Now, here's the strategy. I'm looking at marketability, okay? Before I go into the specifics of Tapestry, I'm looking at how marketable, and that's, I always ask that question, how marketable? How good is the app? You know, that's why I kind of really liked the Clicksters opportunity, not so much because of the money that could be made, but because the app, it was a great shareable app, a very marketable app. But it appears as if Clicksters has been outdone a bit because of the fact that this Tapestry deal, you don't have to do anything, and it is an app. To be technical, Clicksters was really not an app. It was just a website that tracked. But Tapestry will be an app. But here's the game plan. Okay. We know that it's marketable, so that means that it's very easy to share with other people. Because when you talk about free, and of course Clicksters does fall in the category of free, but everyone can afford free. So the question of affordability does not come into play when something is free. All right, so the idea is you use these freebies. All right, I know of another one that I don't talk too much about. I'm going to be sharing more of that with you, because that one is not, it's not a business opportunity, but it does offer some great services for free and or discounted, which is called Oru, and I do believe that they've changed the name to what's called Gizmo. But the idea is, okay, you use these platforms to build that controversial word called downline, which, as you know, I prefer to call infrastructure. Okay, so you build an infrastructure. You share with people who share with people. Those persons, if there's any payment involved, those persons who can afford to pay it forward will pay it forward, but everyone can share it forward. All right, everyone can share it forward because it is free. All right, and so the idea is you want to build a downline. You want to build an infrastructure. Why? Because in the process, you're building a group of people that where the numbers are getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and that unity, that collective massive number of people will allow you to do things and great things because you have so many people. So if you want to build a hospital in your neighborhood and it costs $10 million, but you've got 2 million members, so the average cost per member might be $2, even if it was 100 million. So the average cost per person might be $20. All right. And there is the, you know, the great possibilities in terms of things that can be done. Schools can be built. Hospitals can be built. We talked about the four essentials that every neighborhood should have, especially Black neighborhoods. We should have a school. We should have a hospital. We should have a supermarket. And we should have a bank, our own bank. All right. As I said, I try to avoid the, you know, the political statements even, you know, but we could state that many times we're gathering our money and we're giving it to those persons who are doing things that are not in our best interest. I'll put it that way, that, you know, to be diplomatic about it. I could have said it a lot rawer, you know, but I try to avoid the, you know, the political arena, because when it comes to selling and marketing, I'm of the opinion, look, if you want to support me, if you want to buy from me, I don't care what color you are, your business. I'm not necessarily of the opinion that I want just Black dollars, because my white cousins, they want all of the dollars, Black, white, blue, or green. You know, they'll take them all. So while we want to support our own, keep the business in the family, but if other people want to support us, you know, I say, whosoever will, let him buy. Whosoever will, let him buy. And I was, it's so interesting that many times, for example, with this Clicksters opportunity, I was trying desperately, and I succeeded at becoming a super affiliate. And in the process, I called some people, and I said, look, I have so much faith and confidence in this deal, I will pay for you. Check out the video. Many persons, unfortunately, did not even call me back to say, I'm not interested. I mean, it's just the ethical thing to do. Return my phone call, Greg, you know, that sort of thing is just not my cup of tea. But I really think that we're not processing this information properly, because we already have tremendous buying power. And if we can work together, we could take it to the next level in terms of ownership and manufacturing, you know, us manufacturing the cars that we all drive, the homes that we all live in, you know, we doing the construction, we owning phone companies, you know, that can even manufacture the phones that we all use. All right. So this is what it's about. And this is all about togetherness, building this huge infrastructure of persons. And I find no better vehicle than the tell a friend, referral. All right. Marketing concept, where I tell five people who tells five people who tells five people. And the next thing you know, you have massive numbers of people involved. So it is beginning to happen slowly, but surely it is beginning to happen. And I know I'm going to have some people who call me up and say, Greg, you should have been a little more aggressive, a little more persistent. And I'm very persistent, you know, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to twist your arm. I may ask you a couple of times, and depending upon who you are, if it's something that I really think can be of great benefit to you, it may be more than a few couple of times. But at the end of the day, I'm going to at some point say, look, they don't get it. They're not processing the information. They don't see it clearly. Because someone said you can take a horse to water, but you cannot make him think. You thought I was going to say drink, right? But you cannot make him think. You can take a horse to water, but you cannot make him think. And some people, you know, and I definitely am not trying to be offensive, but some people, they just don't, they're not, the light hasn't gone off yet. They haven't, they're not processing the information properly, especially when something is free. Oh, I'm too busy, you know, too busy doing what? Doing things that will help you to make more money, right? When something is, when a free opportunity is staring you in the face and could do this, accomplish the same thing. All right, but, you know, so be it. The show is going to be about the tapestry opportunity. We're going to be talking about tapestry, all right, because I feel it is in a very rare category of marketability, because you're talking about downloading an app and everybody and his mother has a phone, right? So they can download the app. Even persons who are severely financially challenged, if they can't afford to buy a phone, the government is giving out free phones. All right, so you have no excuse in that department. And so here's how it works. Here is how it works. At the core of the whole tapestry thing is the collection of data. All right, and as I said, someone who is maybe majoring in English might, although I think either pronunciation is correct, I think you could pronounce it data or data. You know, I tend to go with data with this more silent A. But at any rate, data, whatever, tomato, tomato, okay, same thing. All right, but the collection of data, okay, collection of data, and this, brothers and sisters, is big business. Companies are making millions and billions of dollars from collecting information. So they know that you go to a certain grocery store and you spend so much money, or you go to a certain boutique, or you shop at a certain, you know, type of clothing. You're into sports, and so you go to, you're buying sportswear. So, you know, they have compiled all these things, and then the next thing you know, there are ads popping up in your phone. You know what I'm saying? They have what they call pixels, and these pixels follow you around. And it seems like you say, wow, I thought I saw that ad just a few minutes ago when I was looking for something else. And so they said, you know, the psychology is if you keep seeing it enough, eventually you might, you know, be more optimistic. Eh, I wasn't going to buy that, but now I think I will, you know. So they're collecting data. They know how much money you make, how many children you have, what school they go to. They know it, folks. They know it. All right. So the idea is, since they're doing this, collecting all this data, big business, the brilliant idea, I think it's brilliant. Say, well, let's pay the people. Because for one thing, what's going to happen is, because they designed the program to be free, it's going to blow up, where you have a chance to make money without spending any money, and then make more money by spreading the word to other people who likewise do not have to spend any money. So the formula is that they track you. They tell you straight up, but they also tell you that, look, we are not interested in your personal information. We're not interested in your emails and your phone calls and your photographs. You know, we're just interested basically in your movement, where you go to. You know, so they'll be, you know, compiling, you know, where you're shopping at, and places that you're hanging out at. So they're compiling this data. Now they say, we're going to pay you anywhere from $5 to $25 a month for this information. All right. And that's basically how that's going to work. So, okay, you're going to get paid $5 or $25. Not a lot of money. Okay, you want to make some more? Tell some friends. Every friend you tell, $1 a month. Now, for some people, that might be some significant money, because some people, and some of which are on the line right now, have thousands of so-called friends on Facebook. All right? And so if they got 10% of their friends, that might be thousands, well, at least hundreds of dollars. Okay, put it that way. I know many of friends. Facebook has a limit of 5,000. per account. Of course, you could always start another account. So you got 5,000 friends. You get 10% 5,000 friends to check out this app. Bingo, $500 in your pocket because it's $1 per person. Did it cost you anything? No. Did it cost them anything? No. But suppose you say, $500. You're doing quite well. And $500 just says, not a lot of money. So they say, okay, we'll make it a little bit more attractive. If you pay $10, we'll make it a dollar per person for two levels. So you tell 10 friends who likewise tell 10 friends. So a dollar for each of the first 10 and then multiply that 10 times 10 because each of your 10 told 10. So that would be $110 per month. Okay. Now, for some of you, that's a drop in the bucket. Okay, they said, okay, let's make it even more attractive. Okay, get 10 of your friends to become affiliates like yourself who pay the $10. All right, now I'm going to back up on the $10 action because it's $10 a month. But at the moment, it's $10 for the year. All right. And for those of you who are listening who may not be aware of this, I just learned just within the last hour that tomorrow was supposed to be the official launch, but it's going to be delayed. They're not saying exactly. I really believe that they will be, the app will be able to be downloaded before next Saturday, but they have not given out the official date. So those of you who are on the line, you know, who happen to be in Tapestry, you do have a little more time. All right. But I'm pretending that the time is still midnight tonight. I'm pretending that, although it's really not. All right. But at any rate, so you find 10 persons, right? Now, remember, those 10 persons could have started off for free, but most of you know 10 persons who can afford even $10 a month, although at the moment it's $10 a year, all right? And so it should still be $10 a year tomorrow, although the deadline was supposed to be midnight tonight, but it has been changed, as I just said. So most of you know people who waste $10 a week, much less a month. So this is an investment because what happens is you get 10 persons who pay the 10 bucks. You become a super affiliate, as it's called. And a super affiliate now, instead of getting a dollar, will get 50% of whatever those affiliates earn on two levels. That could begin to be some serious money because I put the bar very low at 10 people, but some people will get 300 people. Now, I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it very, very real. I was fortunate enough to meet this brother by way of the Neo Nation broadcast. Specifically, I first heard him on Dr. Ron Robinson's show, Black Business Billionaires Network. I first heard of Brother Stuart Fields, a.k.a. Anointed Hands. I liked the way he sounded. I liked the way he spoke, you know, very down-to-earth, plain, but yet I saw that he was somewhat of an activist. He was very concerned about what was happening here with our brothers and sisters, not only in the United States, but in the motherland as well. He was he was and is selling a product from the motherland, Ghana, in it's called Boga Detox, and the town is called Boga Tanga in Ghana, Africa, and it just so happens he's in Africa right now as we speak. The brother just left for Africa. He'll be back and should be back probably next Sunday of next week. But at any rate, I met him. Okay, we talked and we made some arrangements and we decided that we'd work together and we started a show. I'm calling it the Reap More Report. bottom line is he joined me in the Tapestry program. Now, I was just talking about, I gave an example of getting an average of 10 persons. As we speak, this brother, in less than 2 weeks, has recruited more than 175 persons. And thanks to him, my downline is currently looking at approximately 229 persons. So when we give the examples, because some people are going to do that, and he said, Greg, I'm going to blast this thing in all of Ghana, you know what I'm saying? And I already got someone just by way. I don't even know how I got this person from Colombia, all right? And then I have a friend who just joined me today who has family in Antigua. So when they launch, it will eventually be worldwide, although I do know that they're going to begin with the English-speaking countries, of course, the United States first, and then it will go to the other English-speaking countries, you know, such as the UK and Australia. Okay. But at any rate, the point is that this can be explosive in terms of its possible growth. Why? Because it is free, because it is nothing to do. There's nothing that you really have to do. Just move where you normally move, you know what I'm saying? And you get paid. I mean, there's a lot of freebies out there, but what do you get to be a free member? Yeah, you can sign up, but do you get anything of any value? This, you get a chance. You get $5 to $25 for yourself, and $1 per person you share it with. What is to avoid you from sharing it with strangers? As you move about, you see people with phones. Everybody has a phone. You could talk to them, you could pass out a card, whatever, but it is very, very marketable. And as I said, the idea is to start with Tapestry and keep it moving to the next level. All right. So let me see. I'm going to come back because I have a lot of ideas and plans. As I said, this is a stepping stone to bigger and better things. And we know that the need for economic repair in our communities is overwhelming. All right. We have guests who talk about persons being incarcerated. Okay, so they're incarcerated, which means they might have employment challenges. But can we do things to avoid the incarceration in the first place? Although some people get wrongfully convicted, we know that, you know. But other people just kind of get caught up in bad systems. So what can we do to improve the systems? What can we do to give our young people an alternative in terms of things that they could do to make an honest dollar as opposed to getting caught up in the drug situation where they're either a drug seller or a drug user? All right. So this is not a cure for all economic concerns, but it certainly is a great starting point in terms of building infrastructure. And I'm going to stop at this point because I have more to say in terms of how this can help even flip the script in your typical field of marketing and advertising. All right, our queue is starting to fill up very nicely, so I'm going to open up the lines and let me see. I think I'm going to start with this number that I don't recognize, and see who we have at the end of this line, which is 347-235. 347-235. Who do we have on the line here?
Dennis.
Dennis. Oh, is this Dennis Henson, my friend of over 50 years?
Yes, I wasn't going to say my full name.
All right,
but
Dennis,
yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in. I said, maybe you didn't want me to say that 50-year statement and say, well, but people can't see you. so they can't see me, and they don't know how old it is. But Dennis and I went to, we were in public school together in the, well, Grady, was it Dennis, the fifth or sixth?
I remember sixth, but it might have been the fifth also.
Right, and I think that our teacher was named Mrs. Sarinsky.
That's it, Mrs. Sarinsky.
That's right, right, Mrs. Sarinsky.
Right.
And Dennis and I grew up together in Brooklyn, in the East New York section of Brooklyn.
That's correct. That's correct.
All right, yeah, we went to junior high school together, and we have been great friends for a long, long time. Thank you, Dennis, for calling in. I really, really appreciate that. All right.
No problem.
Let's see. Yeah. Let me see. Okay. Let's hear from. I recognize this number, and now this is good friend and brother, Mr. Harris Walker. Let's see. I want to find out from Mr. Walker, how did the nationwide fundraiser go yesterday?
Hi, Greg. Won't know myself until Monday or Tuesday.
Okay.
So,
all right.
You know. But,
okay,
yeah, I want to welcome everybody to the Reap More Network. I hope some of the people I invited called in and is hearing this show. I want you to understand the importance of multiple streams of income. I want you to understand that the work that Mr. Hall is doing is not just for him. He's going to benefit, trust me. But you can too. This is a community type program. It's not really what you would call a multi-level marketing. It's multi-level marketing, but it's not pyramid. And everybody can get on this. Everybody can get on these programs that we're talking about. Tapestry, I'm in it. I'm so busy I haven't even had time to check how many affiliates I have now, but I do have some. And the thing is, we want to share these opportunities because this is the beginning of a pathway that we're trying to build to wealth and generational wealth. In this show, you'll hear about crypto investments. You'll hear about Tron case. You'll hear about tapestry and programs similar to that don't cost you anything. Now, some things might be an investment, and with any investment, there's a risk. But if you're investing free money, I mean, where's the risk in it? I mean, let's think about this logically. If you found $20 bills on the ground, you'd be like, oh, I'm blessed with $20 or $5, whatever. You found it. Oh, bless myself. You don't know whose it is. It's just flowing down the street. This is the same thing. They're willing to pay you $5 to $25 a month to do what other people are doing for free. I hope we can find 10 more programs like this. Okay, it would be a beautiful thing to say, oh, you got $50 to $250 a month coming in because now you're selling your data instead of people just taking it or opting in because of you wanting to play a game or something like that. And yeah, every social network, you also opt in to do the same thing. So they're making all this money and not willing to share nothing with you. I take a few cents because I can't stop them. Or I don't use my phone or don't use my programs. They're not looking for your personal information. They're looking just for shopping, for marketing purposes. So Tapestry is a great program, and you don't have to pay $10. So a lot of y'all may be saying, oh, they're just trying to get $10. No, it's free. It's $10 if you want to make it and become an affiliate and earn an extra dollar or two for telling other people and sharing an opportunity with them. And I call these opportunities, if you notice in my posts, I call them opportunities. Because that's what they are doing. They're giving you an opportunity, and they're willing to pay for an opportunity for you to try out or get on their program. I have another one that puts $4,000 into your account for 2 weeks, but it's crypto. It's an investment. They get you started. You're only going to get like $18 to $20. But That's $20 to get you started. And you can just invest that and keep getting 4.5%, you know. But these opportunities, take them to heart. Tell your family and friends about them. Get on it yourself. Get on it yourself. Try it. And then you will be able to say, oh, this, hey, I'm only getting $20 a month, but that's another $240 a year. And if you invest that properly, we can show you how to double and triple that $240 a year or that $200 a year you're getting. And you can keep doing the same process over and over. We're not just talking about financial wealth. We're not just preaching this and that. And everything Greg said is the truth. I'm trying to build homes, schools, whatever we need. We have fun. I'm doing fundraisers with my nonprofit. I'm the CEO of Hand in Hand Foundation, for people who don't know. And it's a movement. It's a movement. I was reading today, when the moratorium ends, how many millions of Americans are going to be homeless because not only are you evicted, but you got bad credit now because you got evicted. So we need to start building and working together because this system is slowly collapsing. All they're doing is putting Band-Aids on it. It'll never be what it was. It's going to be something totally different because automation is taking jobs every day. Every day. Go to your restaurant and see the robots serving you or the janitorial robots and stocking robots in Walmart. You know, everybody know about Amazon. Everybody, and people who work there, you already know how many robots you're dancing around compared to people. And this is a trend that is not going to end until it gets to a breaking point. And when it gets to a breaking point, that means you may not have a job. So how are you going to live? We're creating a circle of money and income that keeps going in a circle and keeps building, and the people control it. And we need to start now. Stop being proactive. I mean, start being proactive. I'm sorry. Stop being reactive. They taught you to wait and wait until something happens, then try to fix it. If you know it's going to happen, try to head it off. Block it. This is why businesses fail, because you always say, oh, this won't happen, and it does. You have to be prepared, and we're trying to get people prepared. The more prepared you are, the safer the streets are. Think about it. If everybody had money, a lot of the crime would be gone. A lot of crime would be gone. That is a plus by itself. So what I want people to do is I want you to look at what we're doing. We all have our separate links because we're all affiliates. I don't care who you join. I'm under Greg, just like Anointed Hands. So if you join me, you're joining Greg. You see how this works together? When you come in, everybody that joins you is joining me, joining Greg, and we keep it going in a circle. And we're showing you how to invest this. We're even going to help some people get started. Anointed Hands, he's going to help five. Greg said he's going to help. How many, Greg? I think five too, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to help five.
Right. I want to share.
We're
going to
invest in five people.
Yeah. My good friend Dennis, maybe he had, because I know when callers leave, the line maybe he not with us according to the board that I'm looking at, but I wanted to say, because I definitely wanted him to hear, you know, those persons who call regularly kind of know what Hand in Hand is all about, but he did not, you know, this is his first time calling, and I wanted him to hear. But of course I can call him up personally and tell him, but I know Dennis is a very he's very concerned about our young people, especially young men, because so many of them are getting lost in the system and all the crazy things that are going on in our neighborhoods. And it's so important that people understand that, you know, not to read me or anyone that appears to be concerned about money, not to be read wrong, because it's not about how much money you accumulate or how much money you have, but it's what you do with the money that God has blessed you with. You know, because there are some people who are quote unquote low income, but they're very generous proportionately in terms of their sharing with others. And then there are persons who have so much, and they give, you know, a drop in the basket in terms of the amount
they
that they have. Yeah. So we need people who are certainly more generous. And I must say this personally about myself, and I may have, this may be a flaw, because from time to time, there's certain things I like to keep to myself, and there's other things I like to say, because I think people need to know the real deal. Yes, I talk a lot about investments and money and all that, but my motive is to acquire resources to help our communities. I don't think that there should be any starving children in the world if we can help it. There's too much money that's wasted for children to be hungry, you know, and for persons to be homeless. I mean, the basic essentials of food, clothing, and shelter, and as someone pointed out, if you have a roof over your head, you might opt to say, well, I'm going to walk around naked in my home. I don't care. I don't need any clothes. Of course, it depends on where you live, because you still might have a house and you need some covering. But I'm just trying to be a little crazy in that statement. But food, clothing, and shelter, essentials, and there's just too much wealth, too much money that is wasted for there to be any starving children, not only in the United States but in the world. You know, and we know that there are starving children all over the world. And we could do something about it if we're not selfish and or greedy. So the motivation is not about the money, but at the same time, I'm aggressive. You know what I'm saying? And I want to acquire a lot of resources, but not so I can have all this stuff, you know, mansions and fancy cars, because I don't need that. Neither do I want that. And don't get it twisted. I'm not putting anybody down for what they own, what they have. You know what I'm saying? But this is Greg Hall's personal view of things. I just happen to, you know, I mean, of course I want a nice house and a decent car, but do I have to have a Lamborghini? Not really. I don't want one, you know, because what happens is you create a situation where people become jealous of you. They become envious. Oh, who does he think he is driving around in that Lamborghini? And I think, not telling his personal business, but, you know, he's had the Rolls Royces. And, you know, he was sharing with me that, you know, it became a problem that people wanted to come over his house just to come over his house because he had a big house. And then they don't want to go home. They want to stay there. They want to eat up all your food, drink up all your beverages. And then, you know, he said, nah, this is not what, you know, what I really want. So, and this is a man who, as you've heard him say, he retired at age 31, very, very young. So that means that obviously he was not in any desperate straits in terms of finances. Am I talking right, Mr. Walker?
Yeah, well, I did come back to work. Yeah, I'm here. I did come back to work. I did go back to work about 8 years later in the car business. As anybody in Fairfield went to Fairfield Auto Mall, I actually built the mall, broke all their records, top salesperson, became a finance manager. But I became a special finance manager. That's the story in itself, because I did. They said, okay, Harris, you know, you're a top salesperson. They said you want to get finance. So you want to do regular finance? I said, no, I want to do special finance. And they said, special finance? Man, that's so hard. And, you know, you don't make as much profit on a car. I said, but I can help a lot of people. So this is what they didn't understand. There was more people out there with bad credit than good credit. I want to help those people grow their credit to become good credit people. You see what I'm saying? So I did whatever I could, cut the prices, whatever. I broke all their rules. I had the one day the whole dealership was all my people, all my customers, and they didn't want to talk to nobody. I was in the dealership till 2:30 in the morning. But that's what I did. Not only was did I earn from it, yes, I earned over six figures a year selling cars. Okay, but
yeah.
How many people did I help? And I sold an average of about 24, 25 cars a month. And I was cruising every month.
Right, consistency.
I've been consistent all my life in helping people. And I wouldn't get into the – I wouldn't be on this show if this wasn't real. Let me put it that way, because maybe y'all just don't believe it's real, that somebody actually can give away money. Yeah, we got so many people that really can. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's business.
Yeah, our queue last night was quite, quite heavy. We had a lot of callers last night. I was filling in for Dr. Robinson, actually for the last two nights, Thursday and Friday, and here I'm back again today, Saturday. And it just so happens that two of the callers that called were calling in for situations involving people who were incarcerated or just being released and going into into what's typically called a halfway house, although this brother came up with the name of a whole way house. I like that. But I reached out to him. I reached out to both persons, although admittedly the second person I waited till today, whereas the other person I reached out to them last night. And I'm not going to mention any names because both entities persons might be. I'm not about trying to put anybody down, but it just does disturb me a bit that I made an offer of trying to help persons who I know might be challenged in terms of employment, and I said, well, I could help a few people via this Tapestry program, and I made the offer that look. Come in as an affiliate, $9.95. And if you do that, I will sponsor 10 people, and I will make you now a super affiliate. Plus, I know I will be helping 10 people. And I'm a bit, what's the word, perturbed, I guess. Might be a good word that I haven't had a response as of yet. Now, I still might have a response later. You know, they may even call into the show. They may even be listening. But I just, I'm a little concerned that, you know, a little, it just bothers me just a little bit. I say, well, wow. As I said, you can, not to be offensive, you can take a horse to water. And typically this, it goes, you can't make him drink. And I kind of changed it up a bit that you can't make him think. And sometimes we just are not processing the information out there. I'm saying all this to say that we as a people need help, especially in the economic realm. We get it's hard enough to find a job, especially in this economy and in this environment. And then some of us, because of the color of our skin, we will not get the job, even if there's a number of openings. In other words, We got a lot of obstacles that we are up against, and it seems as if that we would, but yet there are situations, and it's not universal, but there are situations in which help is extended to us, and we do not respond. You know, I say to some of my persons that I deal with, I said, okay, look, I got an opportunity for you. Check it out. Is it free? You know what I'm saying? Watch the video. Call me back. Tell me what you think. Many times, I unfortunately have not even gotten a call back. You could call me back and say, I'm not interested in that sort of thing, but at least call me back. Say yay or nay, yes or no. I mean, it's only the ethical thing to do to say, you know, okay, Greg, thank you for the video, but I'm not interested in that sort of thing. But to not call me back at all is it does disturb me, you know, because then you start to think, oh, well, maybe I should just keep stuff to myself. Maybe I shouldn't be as benevolent, you know. This is somewhat personal, but
Hey, Greg, can I cut you off for a second?
Sure.
Can I cut you off for a second? I kind of understand where you're coming from. I understand where you're coming from with that. You know, because, you know, as the CEO of Hand in Hand Foundation, my job is to try to help as many people as I can in many different ways. And a lot of people don't understand because they're like, well, they've been tricked and programmed because they believe games should be sold, not told. But that is a direct conflict with each one teach one, which we believe. So, I mean, I can understand how you feel about that, and I know because you're passionate about what you do. But let me put you on the side. Right now, what's your job?
What is my job? I have no
job.
I'm retired.
Yeah. What is your? How do you pay your bills?
Okay. I have investment income and little Social Security.
Okay. And your bills aren't cheap right now, right?
No, they aren't. No, they're
okay.
Not.
All right. So you don't have a job. And so that means these same investments, are these the same investments we're telling people about?
Yes. Yes.
So you don't have a job. You're in the cryptocurrency. You're making money there. You're making money in the other investment. That's why you're my crypto guy. That's why you're our investment person for Hand in Hand Foundation. See, what people don't understand, you're living what you're telling them, how to get to where you are. This is what they're not understanding. This is what I think it is, because they need an example. You're the actual living example of practicing what you preach. So, I mean, we're not ever going to get everyone. All we got to do is get enough. The rest going to come in. The rest going to come in because it's a good thing. We just keep telling. We keep the sign out. We keep showing these opportunities. And as other people are earning, you know, you don't always got to be the first one on the bus.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't always got to be that first one.
We want them to come in
when they're comfortable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I give the kids all the time, but I know it's not helping them because I need to help the parents. So same analogy. You know, people are like water. Let them seek their own levels, and we're going to try to help them where, whatever level they can get in. We don't want to look
we've
got to get in here, and we're mad at you because you're not. We're not Umar.
Sometimes you find yourself. You find yourself stuck. In other words, like you want to help people at the same time. In terms of, I don't want to get on the air and sound as if I'm bragging or boasting. Oh, Greg, who does he think he is? You know.
But you got to tell your story because they don't understand. They never lived like that. They never had to been comfortable and not have to worry about going and punch Mr. Johnson's clock and make him rich. See, you know, a lot of people never had their own business. They don't understand they've been programmed. But see, people are waking up. This is why a lot of people aren't going back to work, because they're making money in other ways. YouTube, all these things that are coming, these new paradigms. And this is just part of the new paradigm. So people, you know, like Facebook took, what, how many, 5 years before, five, 6 years before they even really started making a spark? hey, we just want people to move a little faster because I don't even think we got too many years left before it really started hitting the fan. I'm looking at maybe about 10 years. Automation should be at about 30% of jobs by then, and then people start understanding, just like they didn't understand about the pandemic, how one thing can shut down the whole world because our system is so weak. This creates a stronger system when we work together because, you know, businesses don't work together. They compete. So somebody has to lose when you compete. Working together in a circle, keeping income, keep and work and supporting businesses, each other's businesses in a circle. We create that paradigm that is independent, but at the same time strong because we're together. You know,
yes.
Like I said,
yeah.
He's as passionate about what he's doing as I am about what I do for people. But I understand that a lot of people listening have never had that opportunity, the blessings that he has right now and the blessings that I have.
For those of you who may be listening, maybe for the first time, or maybe you don't haven't listened often enough to hear me say, okay, I made a good investment last year. In terms of, it started out in November of last year, and just happened to invest some money into Bitcoin. Where did I get the money? I got it from my stimulus money, right? I had legitimately lost my job because of the coronavirus, and the government was said, okay, because of that, we're going to give you unemployment monies. And it started out, they were giving away $600 a week. And what happened was I applied late. The program, it was a definite time frame from April till August 31st. I did not even apply until June because I mistakenly thought that it was a state program. And I was living in New Jersey and I was working in New Jersey. But when, at the beginning of last year, 2020, I got evicted in January because I had two roommates and they both hit rock bottom and all, you know, I had my Social Security income and it was too much and I couldn't keep up with the rent. We got evicted. And then I wound up staying with my dad who happened to be living in Brooklyn, New York. So when I heard about this money, I'm thinking it was a state program. I said, well, I don't qualify because I was living in Jersey and I found out that it was a federal program and I did qualify. And I applied. It started in April. I did not even apply until June. And so what happened is I began to get the money, but I also got retroactive money. Now, think about it. I could have did all kinds of things. I could have said, you know, I happen to be I walk with a cane. I'm somewhat challenged, you know, in terms of mobility. I could have said, well, let me buy a car. Let me spruce up my wardrobe, whatever. I decided I would invest the money. And it worked out that I made the investment at just the right time, and the rest is history. But I'm just saying prior to that, I know what it is to be homeless. We talked about this last night. And I said, thank God I have never been hungry. I've always managed to have some food to eat, but I know what it is to be homeless. I lived on the beach for 3 months. And I have a caller on the line, and I know he's one of these persons that doesn't like to say anything. He just likes to listen in the background. But this person can verify, this happens to be my good friend, who knows about my existence in New Jersey. John, am I telling the truth?
Right on the money.
All right. John knows, because him and I were roommates for a while, but he knows that I lived on the beach, you know, until what happened is it was the summertime, so I was able to, but when it started to get cold in the fall, and rain. And I said, I cannot continue living on the beach. So I got a job as a busboy in a restaurant. And I must tell you that it just so happened I'm working in this restaurant as a busboy, not even a waiter. And a friend of mine who knew me very well just happened to walk into the restaurant. And I could have went, I was so embarrassed. I said, you know, I said, oh, my God, I was trying to hide, you know, because I didn't want him to see me. I mean, he knew me to be, you know, a musician in New York. But it's like everything that could go wrong was going wrong in my life. And here I was in New Jersey living on the beach, you know, and then eventually working as a busboy. But at any rate, so much for that. You know, things have definitely gotten better because I took my stimulus money and invested it at the right time, and the rest is history. So what can I say? Brothers and sisters, I'm going to go back to talking about tapestry. I want you to see the big picture, because I really feel that there are opportunities and there are opportunities. And I know about a lot of these opportunities. Some of the listeners probably, like, one of the things that's very hot now is called iHub Global. I know about iHub Global, where you put this device in your house and you know, it produces HNT, whatever it's called, helium. I know about that. I know about co-op life, all right, this kind of reinvention of the wheel of crowdfunding, you know, crowdfunding and gifting and the whole nine yards. And, you know, they got a whole new form. I know about that, you know, and I'm not dismissing it, but I'm saying this is where we have to put on our thinking caps. When you can build an infrastructure, and this is what Tapestry allows you to do, it is very, very marketable. Why? Because it is free. In other words, everyone can afford free. No one can say, oh, Greg, I can't afford that. It's free. All right. Now, it's free, but it's not a lot of money. But they were smart enough to add on extensions where it can be a lot of money. And it is great to use as a stepping stone, as a platform to take it to the next level, where you can now have multiple streams of income. Now, Brother John, who's on the line now, he's going to hook me up with all the people overseas in the country of Antigua. Am I right?
You got it.
All right. I know he is, because he has family and friends over there. And Stuart said he's gonna get all of the country of Ghana in on the, you know, Stuart is in my line. Stuart Fields, for those of you who never heard of him, check out Anointed Hands on Facebook. And you will see that this brother has over 200,000 followers on Facebook. And he is in Africa right now. He is has a variety of products, one of which is called Boga Detox. And it comes straight from Africa, from Ghana, from Boga. The town is called Boga Tanga, Africa. All right. And so every bottle that he sells, a portion of that is helping the brothers and sisters in the motherland. All right. But, of course, he's very civic-minded, because he has a nonprofit organization that's helping people right here in his home state of North Carolina. But him and I have partnered together. We have a show every Thursday on Facebook Live called the Reap More Report. Okay? And to access the Reap More Report, just go to Anointed Hands. He spells it with two N's, A-N-N-O-I-N-T-E-D-H-A-N-D-S, Anointed Hands, all one word. You may have to scroll down to events, but it is every Thursday. Now, since he's in Africa, we had it pre-recorded, but normally it will be live. And just for the record, I'm thinking about changing the time. The current time is 6 o'clock. I'm thinking of moving it 2 hours later to 8 o'clock. I think that's just a better time. A lot of people are just coming in from work, and they're, they're driving and they're having dinner. And so 6 o'clock is not really the greatest time. So I think I'm going to move it to a little later. But the show is going well. We'll be airing episode number 4 on Thursday at 6. And, of course, he will be back in the U.S. the following Thursday. We'll continue to do it live. But what I want you to get is that this is just the beginning. It is not the, you know, an end in itself. It is the means to an end. And the end is to build infrastructure. All right. Now, I want to take it. I want you to see the big picture. We have so many concerns, financial, economic concerns in our communities in terms of drugs. And yet we have college students who need assistance with tuition. And we have families that are hungry and families that are homeless. And we can make a difference if we work together, support each other, keep the money in the family, share back with the community. We can make a difference. Think about it. Stuart and I did a show, and we had this brother, Jerome Kirkland of Kirkland Financial Group. All right. That's another one of our affiliates, Jerome Kirkland, KirklandFinancialGroup.com. Check him out. All right. And what I like about what he is doing is he's into financial services, financial literacy, but he organized a nonprofit entity called PUPFW, People United to Promote Financial Wellness. That's PUPFW.org. And what he does, he says, okay, look, the people who really need my services may not be able to afford them. So he started this nonprofit. And he is saying, look, you can use my services either discounted or for free for 6 months. And that's time for you to, you know, maybe improve your credit score or whatever, make some money. I mean, it's just the time that we live in is so interesting because in spite of the coronavirus situations and the health challenges, there are investment opportunities that are crazy in terms of interest that you could earn putting your money in the bank. You know, is like burying it to some extent because you're not even – there are opportunities that will pay you more in one day, than the bank pays you in the whole year. So now, do you want to – am I suggesting that you draw all your money out and put it into crypto? No, I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? But I will – you know, I begin by getting my feet wet. Well, okay, let me put a few dollars – into crypto where I can get more interest in one day than I can in the whole year. And then this is how I build wealth. This is how I invest. And you know, and this is how I grow financially. So that's what it is all about. So you're a business person, all right, or you're a nonprofit and you're looking to raise money for your organization. This tapestry thing is, you know, tell your members. Like, as I said, even those who are, quote, unquote, financially challenged can get in on the action. Why? Because you can begin for free. And then if you decide you want to, okay, step it up, you're talking about an investment of $10 a month. And as I said, at the moment, I don't know how much longer it's going to be. It was really supposed to be till midnight tonight, but we got an extension, okay, where it's going to be, it's $10 for the year as we speak, which is why I got very excited. And thanks to persons like Stuart Field, a.k.a. Anointed Hands, I became what's called a super affiliate in record time. Stuart is a super affiliate as well, and he has already one underneath him, and he's working on 3 more. So he's going to pass me up, but that's okay. So for those of you who say, oh, the person at the top makes all the money, not so. Stuart will probably earn substantially more than I will. You know what I'm saying? He already has 200,000 followers on Facebook. you know, I'm not there yet. I'm getting there slowly but surely. But he'll, I mean, he will, I don't, that's okay. If he surpasses me in earnings, it's quite all right. And because this happens all the time, I have surpassed other people in earning, people who have brought me into things, and I've been in so many different business opportunities. And because of my career, I was a career musician, and I was always in front of large numbers of people. I was a career musician in the church. I was a church musician most of my life, and I was always in front of large audiences. So when it came to recruiting and selling, I always did very well, and that was not a challenge. But the problem was that I could build with, you know, a downline goes, it goes both ways. It goes wide and it goes deep. I could always build wide, but I had a problem with the depth because the people who I recruited were not as, you know, it could have been a career thing. I had an edge because I was in front of all these people, but it seemed like I could never build deep. But now where you have something that's free, that changes the game, besides the fact that you have social networking. Many of you who are involved in social networking are already in place to experience substantial financial increase. That's the most diplomatic way I can put it. I didn't say you're in a position to get rich or wealthy, but I said you can experience substantial financial increase, which means you have more, or you're going to get more than what you started out with, because you already have friends, quote unquote, who have friends on Facebook. The average person on Facebook has 150 friends. And of course, it's not, you know, Facebook is not the only game in town. There are others, but of course, we all know that it is the biggest. But you have Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and TikTok. And TikTok is very hot these days. And, you know, so you're already in position to change your life financially. And what better way to begin than by sharing with persons something that is free, that doesn't cost them anything, that everyone can afford to join. And in this case, with Tapestry, you don't have to do anything. Now, many of you heard me advocating about Clicksters, and I'm still endorsing Clicksters. But a major difference, Clicksters, you have to at least have good enough vision to watch a video. So what about persons who may be visually impaired or blind? They cannot watch a video. So in that instance, if I had to, you know, choose between the two, not that I have to because I don't, you know, but I would choose, okay, if I had to make a choice, say, let me go with Tapestry, right? Because, you know, you don't have to do anything other than move around. And even if you don't move around, because of COVID, many people, and I'm in that camp, are staying home and not going out too much, you know, and that happens to be me. I'm in that category because I'm not a spring chicken anymore. And so I said, I just stay home. So I would probably, when they do the algorithms on Greg Hall, and they say, okay, Greg, you're going to get anywhere from $5 to $25, right? That's what Tapestry. I probably will be on the low end because they will figure, well, he ain't moving around too much, so we'll give him $5. You know what I'm saying? But the idea is I know that every person that I share it with, right, and don't cost them anything, doesn't cost me anything, I will earn a dollar. All right. So I might say, let me find 12 friends. 12. Let's say 12. You know, I mean, I know hundreds and thousands of people. So if I can find 12, then that means, wait a minute. Let me take this $12 and become an affiliate so I can earn on two levels. And then eventually I can say, look, brother and sister affiliate, you know, spread the word, and while they're spreading the word, I'm earning more, and then maybe I could convince 10 of them to also become, which means now I'm a super affiliate. All right, so instead of getting $1, I'm going to get 50% of whatever they earn. So they have, let's say, 10 friends. I'm going to earn $5 instead of $1. This program has awesome potential. All right. Now, I think I've run my mouth long enough. We're going to take a little commercial break, and then we will be right back. As a matter of fact, let's start out with, let's hear a little music first. I love this song. I love songs that talk about together. So we're going to play a little gospel song with all God's children get together.
New Direction. Gray Boy. D. Lawrence. Choir music. It's a Chicago thing.
Hey.
When they what? That's right, y'all. Tell them about it. Say it again. Hey. When they get you. Oh. I like it when you. Come on, say it. Hey. Oh, yeah. What you gonna say right here?
Have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect.
Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
All right, so that was Legal Shield, and usually Dr. Robinson comes on and tells you about the virtues and the advantages of Legal Shield, and all I can say is legal insurance, because lawyers are expensive if you have a legal situation, and it is better to, let's say, for example, it is better to have Legal Shield and not need it than to need it and not have it. All right, so this can save you a ton of money, and there's a variety of services. They use the top-notch lawyers in the country, you know what I'm saying? And as I said, he's the expert at telling people about Legal Shield. So he'll be back with us next week. But now this is my tapestry talk tonight. And before I go any further and before I forget, I mentioned Brother Stuart Field, a.k.a. Anointed Hands. Check out the Read More Report on Thursday. I want to give out his site, his Shopify store, which is A-N-N-O-I-N-T-E-D-H-A-N-D-S, Anointed with two N's, Hands, all one word, dot. My Shopify, my, myshopify.com, my shop, and check him out. Give him your support. He has a variety of, he has his Bulga Detox, which he imports directly from Ghana, Africa. He has some hair care products as well, which I believe they're also imported from Africa. And certainly that is an area where we would want our own type of product. Our hair is different from other people's hair. All right, so we need our own type of hair care product. He has a variety of books, all right, as well. Books, you know, that will help open your mind to a lot of things that you need to be aware of in terms of how you think and process information. So check him out at anointedhands.myshopify.com. I also want to give out some links for Tapestry. All right, we have actually two persons. We have of course Mr. Harris Walker of Hand in Hand. I'll give out his link, but I'm also going to give out someone else's link as well. So here's how it works: go to tapestry.io/handamp, A-M-P, H-A-N-D-P, H-A-N-D, Hand Amp Hand Foundation, F-O-U-N-D-A-T-I-O-N. Okay, that is the link for Tapestry for Mr. Harris Walker. All right, and actually the A-M-P is kind of a little misspelling, but for right now, that's the official one you want to go to. Okay, it's supposed to be Hand and, but somehow Tapestry system spelled it wrong. So H-A-N-D-A-M-P-H-A-N-D-F-O-U-N-D-A-T-I-O-N, okay, Hand and Hand Foundation. All right, and then I'm going to give out the link also for my brother who's also on the line, Mr. Davidson. And his is Tapestry, which is spelled with an I, T-A-P-E-S-T-R-I.io. Both of them begin with Tapestry Thanks.io. All right, / his is thanks, THANKSGH. And I'm going to let you figure out what that means. All right, thanks, GH. All right, that is the link for this other brother, friend of mine, Mr. Davidson, who is on the line. All right, give them your support. All right, because remember, it is free. You can start out for free. And right now, if you move quickly, you can get in for $10 for the whole year. You can become an affiliate. And if you can afford to, go for super affiliate. If you can afford to, because this is someone put up a post, did you know of a business opportunity for under $200? And I said, of course, Tapestry. You can pay it forward for 10 people, and you will not spend $100. All right? So they become affiliates, and you become a super affiliate. Instead of getting a dollar, you're going to get 50% of whatever they earn. Do you realize the power of exponential growth when the exponent is the number 10? That means that at your first level, your first level might be 10. Your second level might be 10 times 10, 100. All right. So now you're a super affiliate and you're going to get paid on those first, two levels. So at that third level, right, it's going to be 100 times 10, $1,000. Fourth level, 10,000. All right. And it could be more than that because this is just each level getting 10 people, right? Each level, everyone is getting 10 people because they are paying it forward, right, for 10 people who say, sure, I'll pay it forward for my 10 people. And what's going to happen is it's going to grow real fast. You know what I'm saying? Because it's kind of like you're coming in for free and then realizing, knowing that if you do the same thing, you're going to have a huge downline in short order. With Tapestry, it's really not going to go beyond the fourth level because it's two levels, right? But each level of the two levels goes down two levels. Maybe a little complicated, but when you think about it, the bottom line is it's not going to go, Tapestry will not go beyond the fourth level. That would be your lowest level, but there could be 10,000 people at that fourth or more, because somebody might be a Stuart Fields and bring in 150 people and not stop at 10. All right, Brother Stuart Fields. I just, while we had that music break, I looked at, I said, let me take a look at my Tapestry downline. And it is now up to 239 people, of which more than 150 belong to Mr. Stuart Fields, a.k.a. Anointed Hand. He is killing it, you know. And so at any rate, you never know, you know, who you might bump into that might be a rock star when it comes to sharing this with people. And you really don't have to be a rock star because everyone can afford free. Everybody, think about that. Everyone can afford this. So it's very easy for you to share it. It is highly, highly marketable. So what happens is we have this huge infrastructure. The next thing you know, we've got 2 million people in it. So we can now afford to, let's start a business program for our youth. Let's employ them to do an online magazine, or maybe some of them are good at doing videos, photography, or writing content, or drawing things, or you know, or just spreading the word. They know how to make things go viral. They have a large number of friends on Facebook, and they're just telling everybody about this opportunity. And next thing you know, Okay, let me go into iHub Global. Okay, let me go into my econ. Some of you saying, what is he talking about? These are the names of other great multi-level opportunities. Okay, let me go into Moroccanet. Some of you never even heard of some of them, but there is an opportunity, which is a very good one, called Moroccanet. Okay, you've got iHub Global is something relatively new. Co-op Life, check it out on YouTube. Co-op Life happens to be something new, all right? And there are just so multiple streams of income. So now you're getting 10 checks from 10 companies. And even let's make it small. So you're getting $100 from 10, but you're getting it from 10 companies, though. That's $1,000 a month extra. What if it was 500? What if it was, you know, what if one was 5,000 and the rest were 300? You know, I'm saying it can add up to some very life-changing, significant money. And for the businesses are plugging into a system where they already have an audience that they can expose themselves to through an online magazine, right? So you go to the magazine and you see all the bakeries and the shoe stores and everything, and you click and you watch a video. I mean, this is automation. You know what I'm saying? This is 2021. No longer do you have to make a list of all these people and go to a meeting and get on all these conference calls. No. You join a system, and the system has videos. You do not have to be a salesperson these days. You can get on the internet, watch the video. The video does all the selling and the telling. All right, because I run across so many people, oh, I'm not a salesman, Greg. You have the gift of gab. You can, no, you don't have to be. Just say, look, watch the video. That's all you got to say. Watch the video. Three words. Just watch the video. Because I guarantee you, when all of a sudden they see you pulling up in your new car, they're going to watch the video. How did he get that new car? He's only a janitor. You know what I'm saying? But he had side hustle. You heard of the term side hustle? That's what's happening. All right. And the technology has made it easier and easier. What could be easier than downloading an app? You download the app, you fill out whatever you got to fill out, done, and start moving around. All right. All right. So they're tracking you. All right. So what? You're being tracked anyway. They, as I said, they know your information. They know where you live, how many children you got, where you work at, what church you go to, what mosque you go, what synagogue you go to. They know, you know, the type of clothing you like to wear. They know that you're athletic and you want sporting goods. They know that you have a pet, you know, and his name is Fido. Come on. They know the information already. You might as well get paid a few dollars for it. All right, let me see. We got we got a little time left. Let me see. Let's go back to I just want to ask your opinion, Mr. John Davidson. What do you think about the Tapestry program? You think it's workable, doable, or tell me something that you don't think, you know, why you think it might not work, or what do you think? What's your opinion?
Well, my opinion has always been the same. If people enough are motivated, it will work. This is what I'm sure about. It's the motivation of others. You say you are motivated because you can see through all, you know, the pros and cons of the system. And I think the issue is, the underlying issue is to rally those who are reluctant. I think
would you agree, John, that the economic situation in this country is such that there are many people who are hurting economically because of the virus, because their job has been replaced by a robot, because they've been discriminated against, that you have a lot of economic uncomfortableness. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, certainly.
All right.
Certainly.
Right. And that people, I mean, people need money. Let's keep it real. They have to pay their rent. They have to feed their families. As Brother Walker said earlier in the show, that, okay, we have a moratorium going on right now, but what is going to happen after the moratorium? All these people who haven't been working, and the government, now they can get away with not paying the rent. But very shortly, that will be over. There will be millions of people who are going to be in dire economic straits. So they're going to need some money. Do you agree with that?
Well, I overheard that there's a fourth stimulus. I don't know if it's true. Have you?
A fourth stimulus, but do you think that stimulus check, you know, for people, especially if they're, you know, now in a situation where they haven't paid the back rent, John, and now the moratorium is over and the landlords could say, you are out. Do you think that stimulus check, how much will it be? I don't know. Do you think it'll be enough to save all of these families from being evicted?
No, but I don't think the eviction notices will hold. The government is not going to see people thrown out on the streets, and that will have a massive rebellion.
All right. Well, let me bring in Mr. Walker and hear his take on what do you think. You think the government will intervene to prevent this forthcoming surge of homelessness and foreclosure? What do you think, Mr. Walker? You're knowledgeable about government affairs.
The government's going to have to. Actually, I had you on mute while I was saying the same thing that you were saying to people who are around me right now, that, and I give it about another 6 months. I think the next moratorium starts ending in about 4. So what are they going to do? We got millions. We're not talking 100,000 people. We're talking millions of people who are behind. Look at credit card companies. Look at those little, we got you pre-approved credit card rates at 26.99%. Everybody's hurting. The whole system is failing. I told people this was going to happen. So all we have to do to stop it is work together. It's simple. But that's the hardest thing in the world.
Do you think the government is going to come to the rescue and bail out all these people?
They got to. They got to. They have to. It'll be anarchy in the streets. Are you kidding? We already got homelessness running rampant.
Right.
So they're going to add another 3.7 million people, like, in 60 days to that rank. Come on. You wouldn't be safe to walk the streets.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So,
granted, John, we'll grant that the government may intervene to help, but do you think that the quality of life will be, equal to what it was? Will it be better? Will it be worse? What do you think?
No,
I'm sorry, John.
Yeah, I don't think it will be better, but you have to put a moratorium on where, how far people will be hurt. You can't have an economic chaos in the state. Someone has to step in. You know, I want you to listen to this. There are multiple millionaires in this country, multiple, have millions of dollars. I don't see them helping. From hip-hop to basketball players to millions, they have multiple millions. But the government cannot do everything. It must be a humanitarian effort on all sides. Exactly. You can't have. Would you agree?
I agree.
So what you're saying,
agree.
I mean, basically, what you're saying is that okay, the government will intervene because they don't want a situation of outright lawlessness and you know, because people
right.
will start stealing and killing and the whole nine yards
right.
because they want to eat and they need some place to stay.
Right.
So they will intervene to prevent that. But here we're talking about, my point is the quality of life will certainly be, it will go down a notch because of what, you know, the future whole, you know, what the future options are, unless there is, you know, some kind of outside benevolence to keep people on, you know, on the level that they were at. I mean, is that a valid statement? What do you think, Mr. Harris?
Well, that's what the Healthy Homes is all about, the HHF Healthy Homes program. It's about building green, sustainable, affordable homes. But these homes are, I mean, not homes, but apartments, rental units, because that's what we need more than individual homes right now. And then a healthier home for you, safer home for you, modern technology will save you money in utility costs because you won't have to pay utilities. But we're talking nice. We're talking about walk-in showers with full body sprays. I'm talking LED lighting all throughout the house that you control the colors in any room you want. Just like Michael's. I just sent pictures, I posted pictures on Facebook today. I'm showing my hallway in two different colors, you know. So, I mean, having nice things in today's technology, a luxury, so-called luxury appearance isn't hard because it's just the things you're not used to. You see, your apartment doesn't have an overhead shower with six body sprays to massage your back.
Let me say, okay.
Yeah, go ahead, John, go ahead.
If I may interject, the applied commandment to love thy neighbor as thyself is nowhere to be seen in among the rich. This is a very rich country. And yes, there are poor people, but if the rich would apply some of their wealth to assist, you can't expect government to do as good as the, where does the government get, where does the government get its money from?
Right,
they get it from the people.
Right.
The people are everything.
Exactly.
And they keep acting like the government's some big monster or something. No, they're just people we elected.
That's right.
That were supposed to do the job.
Yeah.
So maybe we better look a little deeper into our politicians and their histories and track record.
There you go. That's what needs to be.
All right. Well, this is the point, and this is the point of things that I am doing, that Mr. Walker is doing. We need to have a cushion because the economic situation is very critical in terms of what is happening, and we are not, let's say a person has a nice home, two cars and all that, but if there's chaos in the street, people are going to start breaking the windows and slashing the tires and breaking into that nice home, you know what I'm saying?
You want to prevent that from ascending or descending to that level.
Right, right.
Exactly.
I'm saying, and this is why.
But we have
to be preemptive.
We have to wake up.
Yeah.
Right,
we have
to wake up. We have
to
understand this is real and it's happening.
Right. We don't want to wait until, as they say, till all hell breaks loose. So we're trying to share with people, look, you can start with zero and move up the financial ladder, you know what I'm saying, just by sharing something with persons that, you know, that everyone can afford free. You know what I'm saying? Now, there are people, as you mentioned, who can afford a lot more than free, and we got something for this. You know what I'm saying? If you say, look, I don't want the free program, I'm interested in making some money, but I don't want to start making I want to start making $10,000. I got something for you. All right, this is the point. Get in, as they say, get in where you fit in. Because don't think I only know about the free programs. I know about the more costlier ones as well. You know what I'm saying? If that's where you want to start,
but you
fine.
Gotta build that.
I know. Right. I'm saying, but there are people who they don't have to, you know, they can afford to say, oh,
right.
How much is it? $10,000? Yeah, okay, put me in. You know, $100,000? Yeah, I got it. Put me in. You know what I'm saying? But then there's other people say,
$5?
Oh, I don't.
Oh, Lord. God forgive us, but we laughing, but there's some, and that's a reality in a lot of people's lives every day. You know what I'm saying? That's $5. Don't have money to feed that baby. You know what I'm saying? This is what Hand in Hand does. We try to do what we can to fund entertainment, fundraisers, community funding, like we're talking about today. You know, this is how we all win. And this, and you'll hear me always talk, Mr. Hall, you'll hear him always talk. John, you hear him always talk about unity. That's kind of like the common theme. Have you heard that all through the beginning? Unity. Work together.
Yeah.
Reap more together.
Right. And John Davidson, who's on the line with me, I'll put it this way. We both know what it is to be dead broke. With a capital D.
Luckily, I can say I have it. I can say, thank you, Lord.
John, am I lying? Or we both know what it is to be dead broke with a capital D.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, as I said, I keep it real. I've never been hungry. I've always managed to somehow get my hands on some money for food, even though sometimes it was just
right.
Candy bars. You know what I'm saying? You know,
We're working on food, too.
but I do know what it is to be homeless and to be dead broke. So,
yeah.
At any rate, we started with Tapestry. We're going to end with Tapestry. People get in on it. I shared some links with you already. All right. Tapestry.io/ We got Thanks GH. Okay. And then we got Hand Foundation. All right. I'll spell them both. Thanks GH is THANKSGH. All right. And the other one is HANDFOUNDATION. All right, so those are the two links that you have. All right, check out the videos. They're on YouTube. I could tell you a video link, but if you got a pen, you can write down this. This is a short one. Okay, most of the videos on YouTube always start with HTTPS, all right, colon, which is two dots, one above each other. Okay, HTTPS, colon, /, two of those, you know, it's like the right side of a V, two of them, all right, YOUTU, which is the first five letters of YouTube, right, /YOUTU.BE/VCAPITAL77, _A/E. Now, I know only those people who had a pen were able to write that down. But I'm just saying that's a short one, short and sweet. telling you about Tapestry. There are many. You don't need to watch the long ones. You know, the company ones, which are usually under 20 minutes, will suffice. All right. And if you want to get in touch with me, okay, several ways. You can go to, I have a Facebook page and a Facebook group, both by the same name of Let's Get It Together Network. I don't talk much about that, but I do. You can go to my page, right, and you can, you know, get a link there. And definitely you'll be able to get the link to the YouTube video. All right. You can contact me that way, also through Messenger or Reap More Network through Messenger. Or my email address is reapmorenow, R-E-A-P-M-O-R-E-N-O-W, reapmorenow, @gmail.com. All right, if you want to contact me by phone, I have a business line, but text me first, please. All right, and so that number is 347-277-2196. All right, send me a text, and then I will probably call you back, you know, because, see, and let me just share something with you. I say that because you get so many, at least I do, I get so many scam calls. So this way I can know that, okay, this person is, it's about business, because I got a text first and they said, Greg, send me more info or whatever, send me the link, whatever, and then I can get back to you, you know, if I don't call back live, then I'll text you back. It really depends on, you know, my schedule, but I do try to return any messages within 24 to 48 hours at the most. I will desperately try to get back to you, so it won't be where, because I'm very sensitive about people not returning my calls, so I don't want to be guilty of the same thing. All right, so Tapestry, check it out. I really think it is an opportunity for the masses. I really believe it's going to explode, you know, because it is free, because they were smart enough to put on an affordable attachment, which is, as I said, at the moment, it is $10 for the year. You really don't want to miss out on that. We don't know how much longer that's going to last. Fortunately, it should still be there. It will still be there today and tomorrow. All right, but the app will be launched soon. I'll just use this phrase soon and very soon. I really believe when we come on the air next Saturday, I think it will have launched by that time, you know. But at any rate, check it out. Spread the word. Everyone can afford it. That's the main thing. And it opens up the door for multiple streams of income. All right. And that's the important thing, because you can, that's how we, when we talk about going from zero to a financial hero, all you have to do is have a vehicle which will allow you to build infrastructure, which, as you know, is my substitute word for downline. All right. And then the persons who come in late, right, no problem, because the company, the corporation, Reap More Network, all we have to do is create other streams of income to have a reserve pool of monies, you know, and or perks and benefits for the latecomers, so that they will always get out more than what they put in. And hence, all multi-level concerns have been solved. All right, this could be a great thing. See, because multiple streams doesn't mean that I have to have a from all those streams. Think about it. The grocery store has a loss leader, and even that is a misnomer, because are they really losing any money in the beginning? So they got the bread down, which is now they got bread for, let's say they got a special, come into the store for and get this loaf of bread for $1. Normally it costs you $2, right? But little did you know that they are paying less than $1 for the bread, so they still may be making a profit. And then it could be a legitimate loss leader. So they're losing a little money on the bread, but they're making it back because they raised the price of the soap and the peanut butter and the jelly. They raised, so that makes up for the loss for the bread. This is how, this is, you know, the money game, economics 101. All right, so if I have multiple streams of income, which is my mentality from day one, do all of them have to be profitable to me? My point is that I could have something that loses me money, and I lose money on the front end, but I gain it on the back end. Because I know if I build a huge clientele, a large number of persons, okay, so I lost some money at the beginning, but I can gain it back on future rent. I can sell properties, credit repair, vacations, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So that's where my head is at in terms of I do not mind. That's why
I heard that's called an investment.
Right. That's why I'm willing to. It's like my mentality is one of planting seeds. You reap what you sow. So I believe in sowing because I believe it's going to come back to me later on. And that's why the show is named Reap More, for Reap More Network. And, of course, those are, most of you know reap is somewhat of a biblical word. It's not something that we – basically just means to get, you know. So you reap what you sow. But if you don't sow, how are you supposed to reap? So I believe in planting seeds, which is why the few dollars that I have, I try to share them with other people. All right, we're going to just about run out of time. And all I want to share with you is we're going to continue this discussion in reference to Tapestry and other related opportunities, you know, with the idea of now, where do we go from here? What is the next step? What is the next solution in this whole economic chaos and the world that we live in, all right, in light of the ending of moratoriums and jobs being replaced by computers and the whole nine yards, all right? We've got to have a plan B. All right, it's not a question of, you know, it's something that literally has to be in place. Okay, so we're going to, we're about ready to close out. I want you to spread the word, tell a friend, all right, you have a business. We don't mind if you come on and plug, make a plug for your business, as long as you are willing to share. In other words, okay, we will promote your business, but promote ours. You know what I'm saying? Make it a two-way street. Okay. And I'm actually trying to – oh, here it is. I'm trying to find a particular song, closing song, and I finally found it. All right. So we're going to end with the best is definitely yet to come. Don't give up. All right. That's Blog Talk, letting me know I got 90 seconds left. All right, so the best is yet to come. Tune in again next week. Everyone, be safe. Be blessed. Take care.
Everybody help us sing this. Thank you, Daryl Coley. Thank you so much, LaShawn Page Holmes. I love you. Thank you so much. Here we go. Everybody here. Come on, everybody. Hey. You ain't.
You ain't.
surprise, the final surprise, didn't sing it, everybody. Alto, take a bow, come on. The surprise, singer, Alto, everybody.